Communicating with Animals. If you don't have a pet, please keep reading anyway. You might belong to the 45% of the population that is somewhat afraid of animals. This section will show you how to overcome that. For all others, this will be a real eye-opener. Would you like to know what your pet is thinking? Would you like your pet to tell you when it is sick or where exactly it is hurting? Would you like your pet to listen to your commands better? If you have a pet or your relationship with animals needs improvement, then the following pages will open the door to the wonderful world of animal communication. I have to admit, I wasn't always a friend of animals. As a matter of fact, I was terrified of them. As a child, I had a traumatic experience with a dog which bit me in my throat. From that day on, I was afraid of dogs. Now, in my adult life, I was determined to cure this phobia. The first thing I did was get a puppy, a golden retriever. Yes, you guessed it. He is the dog in the picture. His name is Buddy. Back then, dogs were still those strange creatures to me. I simply didn't understand dog behavior. I called my brother in Switzerland to tell him that I bought a dog. Right after hello, my brother says, "Hey, did you get a dog? It's a golden retriever, right?" I was in total shock. He was the first family member I called to tell about Buddy. So he couldn't possibly know. I didn't know that my brother had learned to communicate with animals telepathically. He started to learn it for his job as a horse trainer. And let me tell you, his ability to talk with Buddy opened a totally new world. He encouraged me to learn it myself, so I did. Every time I meet a dog now, my fear is gone and I can relax with them. What a relief! Are you intrigued to learn how to do the same and more? Great! Not only do these famous horse whisperers and pet psychics on television have this gift, you do too. These gifted people are not different from you. I sometimes have the impression that some psychics would like to maintain the illusion that only they have this gift, that they were born with it, and that everyone else is, well, out of luck. Let's get rid of this myth. Some psychics might be more open or more sensitive to the psychic world than others, but that doesn't mean that you can't do it too. By now, you've laid the base for your receptiveness by meditating and relaxing. This will be essential for the following chapters.